Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. My guest this morning is one of the Central West's most loved musicians. She's doing some amazing things. There's a new single that we played called Heaven Can't Wait. There was a film clip that went along with it that has been remarkably viewed over 200,000 times. It really is clever and well done. She's with me online once again. Clancy Pye, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Neil.
How are you going?
Yeah, really, really well, thank you. It's it's certainly been a strange year for us musicians, but it's been really nice to be able to, you know, use this as an opportunity to get some music out for the first time. So certainly have to look at the positives, and it's been really great from that point of view.
Yeah, good on you. I know there's a few local musos that have done just that. Put some time into recording. Lewis has done some. Robbie Mortimer has done some, of course. You've got your debut self-titled EP coming out this Friday.
Yeah, that's right. So, earlier on in the year, I've put out two singles off the EP, and this is kind of the last little thing to finish off that project. So it's going to have five of my own songs on there. And it was just I really kind of started this project last year, I guess, in terms of getting the songs together and going into the studio to record them. And after a lot of work that's gone into to getting it to this point, I'm really just looking forward to getting out there and letting people hear it for the first time.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, when I was introducing you, I suggested that Heaven Can't Wait, as the video has been viewed over 200,000 times. You could sell some advertising on this.
honestly, I never could have anticipated the response that song and the video would have. I mean, it was certainly something really special to put together. I feel like when I wrote that song, it kind of had a bit of a message and a theme in there that I thought other people could relate to. And I could kind of see the video that I wanted to create in my head, as soon as I finished writing it. And to be able to kind of get those ideas to actually come together, and I had a lot of families back around my local area in Oberon and Bathurst that contributed to the video, who'd lost family members that were close to us and close to our community, and I think people really connected to that, and it made them think of people that they may have lost in their own lives as well. So I certainly had a lot of people reaching out to me and telling me their own stories, and that was just a really special thing as a songwriter, I guess. Like I said, you can never anticipate a response like that, but for the video and the song to have been received so well was quite unanticipated and overwhelming, for sure.
Yeah, congratulations, it was really well done. And of course, the debut single, which you released in May of this year, Get Lost. It's got a film clip as well. Another family connection there, but shot north of our listening area.
Yeah, that's it. So my sister and brother-in-law actually own a property just north of Gilgandra. They've got a couple of thousand acres up there, and I guess the song Get Lost is all about that feeling you get, that sense of freedom and adventure from just kind of getting away from your normal life and getting yourself out into the country. And for me, I always find that a really grounding type of thing to do, and I'm from the country as well, so any time that I head home, that's certainly how I feel. And again, with that video, I wanted it to portray that. I wanted it to just really spark that sense of adventure and liveliness that comes from getting out into the country. And it was certainly a lot of fun to just run around the farm for the day with the film crew and a couple of mates of mine that were happy enough to be in the video for me. So yeah, it was a lot of fun to film, and working with Blacklist Productions for both videos, for Heaven Can't Wait and Get Lost, was wonderful, and he's done some amazing things with some big artists in country music, so very grateful to have worked with them.
Yeah, congratulations. The debut self-titled EP by Clancy Pye, it is out this Friday. You get it from all the download spots, is that what you do?
Yeah, exactly. So you can grab it off iTunes. I've also got some hard copies, which will be available on my website. You can order them, or I've got some shows coming up as well where you can come along and grab yourself a copy there. But it'll also be up, you know, Apple Music, Spotify, all your favourite streaming platforms as well.
Fantastic. ClancyPie.com.au. You find out all the dates and also order yourself a hard copy of this brand new debut self-titled EP. The songs are thoughtful, they're evocative, they're thought-provoking, and they're very well put together. With my guest this morning, Clancy Pye, good luck with it. Nice to chat as always. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Neil.